your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bat stumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting live high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A, and your classroom, which is 50 states and worldwide on the Internet. So if you'd like to listen to us on your smartphone, there's an app. You can download it for free at gcnlive.com. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, so if you'd like to contact him or her, you may just visit usaprepares.com. Converging threats, they're confronted daily. I'm your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Alex is at the controls. He's producing the broadcast in Minnesota. And this morning, we're going to be talking about banking from the inside, mortgage notes, and what you need to know if you're in trouble. And this afternoon, Gary Williams is going to be interviewing me. He's our afternoon producer, and he's going to ask me about my survival plans, what I do and why. Next week, Frank Underhill, Underhill Securities, Marjorie Wildcraft, she's going to be discussing her gardening DVD set, Grow Your Own Groceries. It's one of the best videos I've seen on beginning small farming. And then on Tuesday, EMPs and solar storms with Matt Stein. It's a special feature, fact versus fiction. I hope that you'll be able to make that class. And then Dan DeBoan, we're going to be talking about electromagnetic radiation. And on Thursday, Dr. Norman Shealy and and Jim Karnowski, we're going to be talking about survival gardening, the chemistry of it. Then Mario Cafaldi, and he's the CEO of Silver Lungs. We're going to be discussing colloidal silver, fact versus fiction, and Doug Hagman of the Hagman Report. Right now, we're going to be talking about banking and with Kevin Robertson. He's the Senior Vice President of First National Bank of Green Forest, Arkansas. And they've got 8 locations. And today, we're going to learn about mortgage transactions, buying a house, and the numerous hidden fees that you're going to get stuck with. And class, please don't think that Kevin Robertson built the system that we're going to discuss. He's just going to explain how it works, so you can navigate around some of the enormous costs involved in buying a house. And class, I've said this before, I've never met a banker like Kevin Robertson. He and I are on the same page. We think very much alike, and he just might be your new banker. Welcome, Kevin Robertson.
Ben, good morning. How in the world are you?
I am just fine. You know, it's delightful to be on the air with you. And Kevin, it was fun meeting you at the meetup. You know, you drove up from Arkansas to Missouri, and it was really fun seeing you.
You know, it was really fun being there. As I got there in what I thought was plenty of time, and I drove up into the parking lot, and I'd never been there before. I'd heard you make reference to it on your program, and so I got there, and really I was kind of naive about what to expect. And it's funny because when I drove in the parking lot, I couldn't find a parking spot. And in my mind, again, I wasn't prepared for it, and I thought, oh, I bet they're having a wedding or something here. And so I find a parking spot, and there are people rushing around trying to get in there, and so I made my way into the lobby, and oh, my goodness, it was packed with people, and but it was very well organized, and you and your wife and everybody there and the staff at the restaurant made it work really smooth, and gee, everybody was so friendly, and it was such an informative program, so for the folks in the Springfield area and surrounding area, I sure encourage them to come, and I'm looking forward to coming back. I really am. Enjoyed the heck out of it. It was a pleasure to meet you, by the way.
And same here. Hey, Kevin, I understand that you might be making it up to one toward the end of the month when Dr. Norman Shealy is going to bring his Native American band, as he calls it, and we're going to be talking about Native American medicine and how you may become one if you are serious about it.
Well, I am, and I'm going to try to check my schedule and see if we're available to come up there. And Dr. Shealy always has interesting things to say whenever he's on your program. Plus, I've always, for some reason, been interested in Native American medicine, I guess, because it works. You know, these folks were able to survive and keep healthy in a pretty tough environment, and I think there's a place for it in our world today. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I hope to be able to make it.
Yeah, and when I said if you're serious about it, I didn't mean you specifically, Kevin. I meant anyone that wants to come who might be serious about learning about Native American medicine and becoming a Native American medicine man or woman. We're going to be talking about how that can happen and how you can be a card-carrying member. And I'm very serious about this. And this is a breakthrough. I've never heard of anybody talking about this kind of thing on the radio. And we're also going to be having that information available at the expo, because we're going to have Chief Cloud Piler, and he's going to be talking about it and giving a seminar at the expo. So that's what we're looking at. Kevin, I'd like to discuss mortgages with you, mortgage notes. A lot of people are losing their homes. Can you tell us what's happening?
Well, it's a tragic story, and it really is a nationwide problem. And even though we don't hear quite as much about it as we may have early on in the crisis, it's still very much an ongoing problem. In fact, this may be a little bit of background before we start talking about how to resolve it. But back in, I think it was in March or early April, five of the largest loan originators, and it's the usual suspects. It's Ally Financial, Bank of America, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, Chase, and Wells Fargo. They reached a settlement, and it's a $25 billion settlement, and it was negotiated over the period of, more than a year, because I've been following some of the negotiations, and it was negotiated between the state's attorneys general. Each individual state negotiated this settlement, and the attorneys general negotiated the settlement on behalf of the individual states, all except for one. Oklahoma did their own. They did their own thing. But the reason for this settlement was to resolve some of the losses that took place from some of these foreclosure practices, and these banks, and those five banks that I mentioned, account for about 60% of all mortgage loans originated and serviced in the country. So they're big players, and they touch a lot of people's lives. And this $25 billion was set aside and is being set aside in an effort to sort of mitigate and ease some of the problems, some of the losses that some of these folks suffered. And there's some categories here that you can fall in. If you had a loss as a result of a foreclosure, you're eligible to receive some of this money. And if they're also supposed to use some of this money to help renegotiate some mortgages, to lower payments, to maybe in some cases offset some principal, lower interest rates, and they even are able to work with some short sales. And the purpose of this was really to try to keep people in their homes. Now, the reality of it is, and the reason I know this, and some of the class may have seen some articles in the paper, because just this week there was an initial report that was published, not the official report, but just some initial figures from the Office of Mortgage Settlement Oversight. They're the group that was created to oversight this distribution of this money. And they've reported how some of this money's been spent. Now, the disappointing thing about this, because it really sounds good, and it really sounds like $25 billion, okay, that's going to do a lot of good. But of the $25 billion, and they haven't spent all of it so far, but only $750 million of the principal reduction, in other words, lowering people's loans so that they can stay in their house, only $750 million of that money has been spent for that purpose. But $8.7 billion has been written off in short sales. Now, you might not understand what that means, but a short sale means that person doesn't get to stay in their house any longer. They're out. So it really, so far at least, hasn't helped a great deal in helping people stay in their homes.
Absolutely outrageous that, you know, these politicians will tout these headlines as if they're really doing some good for us. But it seems like the money just never seems to get where it's supposed to go. It really doesn't. And, okay, well, let's talk, Kevin, let's talk about what actually is a mortgage note. Let's briefly describe that and the obligations, and then let's talk about what percentage of people borrow funds to buy a house, and let's get on to what happens when people can't make their payments, and then what the alternatives are. So let's start out with what percent of people borrow money to buy a house?
That'd be tough to say with any accuracy, Vince, but I'm going to say it is a large, large percentage of people that have a mortgage, and in fact, a large enough percentage that you could say virtually everybody. And that may sound like a lot, but when you stop and think about the average median cost of a home in the U.S. today, and it's even with the market doing what it's done, it's still, I've read the figures, I can't tell you exactly what it is, but it's way up over $130,000 or so. So, I mean, the idea of a young couple, especially a young couple starting out, having that kind of money, unless they're the benefactor of a nice gift or inherited some money or something, they certainly aren't going to have that money. And it's not been that long ago in our society that you talked about saving money to buy a house. Well, you can't really do that these days. What you can do is save money for a down payment. So a mortgage loan is simply that loan that you get to be able to buy, to purchase a house. Typically, those loans nowadays are stretched out to 30 years, sometimes 20 years. But they allow you to afford the increasingly high cost of a home. And they're taken advantage of by virtually everybody. So they're very widespread.
And the fees associated with this are just staggering when a person wants to borrow money to buy a home. Kevin, our daughter is in the process of buying a home, and it is being offered on the market as a short sale. Our daughter has been looking for a home for about 4 years, and she's in the Washington, D.C. market, actually about 2 hours outside of Washington, D.C. in Virginia, and she's been trying to buy a home for about 4 years. And the market is so strong, I guess the government is growing so quickly that a house will stay on the market for about 3 to 4 days before it is sold. And as soon as she finds out about it, she tells me, I look it up on the internet, we talk about an offer, she creates an offer with her real estate agent, and the house is sold before the offer arrives that evening. Kevin Robertson, let's talk about some of these fees, and then let's talk about what happens when you can't make your mortgage payment. I'm Vince Finelli. This is USAForParis.com. Serious banking, serious information. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparers.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking about mortgage notes and buying a house with Kevin Robertson. And before we talk about what to do if you're in financial trouble, I just wanted to mention a few things about this purchase that our daughter is involved in. She's trying to buy a house, and it is an absolute nightmare. And I'm looking at IESTA, one of the lenders there in Virginia, to send me an estimate of some of the closing costs. Now, these are just some of them. Now, there's a loan origination charge, Kevin, to start the process of this loan. It's about $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
How do you react to that?
Well, that's just pure profit. I mean, that's just, let's call it what it is. It's just a fee, and it's universal. I mean, you can find that almost anywhere. In fact, you will in the conventional loan market, and it's just a fee that the bank charges for their work. But it really is just a way to charge a fee and make a profit.
Isn't that an extraordinarily high amount, $1,200 for a loan origination fee that the bank is going to make money on for the life of the loan because they're charging interest anyway?
Well, in this case, and I don't know the details of this particular transaction, more than likely the bank that she's dealing with, whoever that is probably not going to keep that loan for the life of the term of the loan. They're
okay.
Going to package it, they're going to bundle it, and they're going to sell it to an investor. And so that's part of the way that bank earns a fee for doing that service. So it's gotten kind of complex over the years. It's not like it used to be, and along the way, as these things have changed, a lot of these fees that you're seeing on that settlement statement have become part of the process where they didn't used to be.
Okay. Then there's another fee that's called a lender credit, and that's about $3,000. So there's another, and I'm not sure what that is, but it's called it's a 1.25% lender credit. And that's about $3,000. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, I'm not clear what that is either. And if you had the full settlement statement, probably on page 2 or 3, it would break that down for you. But no, I can't tell you what that is either.
Okay, then there's an appraisal fee for the property of $450. Then there's a flood certification. That's the only reasonable item on here. It's $8. And then this is unbelievable to me, an upfront mortgage insurance fee, $4,000.
That is a lot. And really those things, they vary a lot, and they vary based on a few components. They're arrived at as a function of the term of the loan, the amount of the loan, and also the amount of down payment that is put on the loan. Now, some types of loans, some of the government loans, and by government loans, I'm talking about VA, rural development, FHA, some of those type loans. They allow the borrower to get into that loan with much less down payment, sometimes as little as 2% or something on that order. And that's where you get into these really large mortgage protection PMI premiums. And then in addition to that, not only is she going to pay that upfront fee, I bet she's going to pay a monthly fee too.
Well, she is. And the monthly insurance fee for the note is about $200 a month. So that's another $2,400 a year. A year.
Yep, and she's going to continue to pay that until she gets a predetermined amount of equity in that purchase. And typically, it's around 20%. So you take off the amount of down payment, however much cash down payment she made, and then they figure over the years, once she gets to the point where she has 20% equity, then they get to drop that monthly fee, but that upfront fee's gone forever. I mean, that's just an expense.
Mm-hmm.
So it adds up. And really what happens is, especially for the folks that are considering the government-type loans, and you get into it with a low down payment, really you do get a down payment in it, because by the time you pay all this extra money in, it's the same thing as a down payment. They get it one way or the other.
By the time they're done with her, this down payment, as you refer to it, is going to be about $10,000.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And then then there's a tax service fee. That's $75. Then there's the title services and lenders title insurance fee. That's $1,800. And then there's the owner's title insurance, which is $620. And then there's the pest inspection fee of $225. And we're not done. Kevin Robertson and I are talking about mortgage notes. What a nightmare it is to buy a house today, class. I'm not kidding. This is USAPrepares.com. Meet up tonight, 5:30. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter. We're going to be talking about saving money on energy. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-gene meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-gene meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Cheetah, you've got your. Take my. When you go to the DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
We're talking about banking, and we're talking about mortgage notes and buying a house. And in just a minute, we're going to talk about what to do if you're in distress, financial distress. Kevin Robertson's with me, and I'm just going over a couple more of these items on this pre-qualification estimation sheet for what it's going to take to buy this house. And then, Kevin, there are transfer tax stamps, if you will, and that's about $3,500. So the Commonwealth of Virginia and the county are participating in $3,500 worth of revenue sharing from our daughter. And I'll bet this house, this will probably be the third time that this property has been sold. So that's $3,500 times three that the county gets just for the sale of the house.
Yeah, it's a tax, and that's common to everywhere. That we have it here in Arkansas as well. We pay $3 and 30 cents per thousand of the purchase price, and those are called revenue stamps. You have to buy them at the state revenue office, and they have to be affixed to the deed. You can't take a deed to the courthouse and have it recorded unless it has the proper amount of revenue stamps. So they've got you, and it's just a revenue stream for the county.
Yeah, and I'm looking at this sheet, and it says it's going to be about $10,000. It's not. It actually, if you add up everything that it takes to buy a house today, it's up in the it's like $15,000 for the paperwork, if you will.
And to add insult to injury, excuse me for interrupting you, but to add insult to injury, you take that $15,000 worth of cost, and most borrowers, they don't have the $15,000 to pay that out of pocket, so they have to add that into the loan amount. They have to finance that, so not only do they have to pay the fees, but that is there is interest charged on that as well. So it's sort of a double whammy.
Mm-hmm. And here's even another component. We have recommended that a couple components of it. One is I would never have done this previous to the current economic environment, and I'll just disclose it to the class. I would have put as much money down as possible, paid as little interest as possible, but I don't know what's going to happen after the election. I really don't. Some people think that if the current regime stays in, there's going to be civil disobedience. Some say if the other party gets in, there's going to be civil disobedience. If you add that to the food shortages and the economic strife that we're in right now, things don't look good. So I've recommended that our daughter put the absolute minimum into this property, and if she has to walk away, she just walks away, because if it's uninhabitable because of violence in the area, I want her to leave. And forget the job, forget all that, just leave and abandon ship. And that's something that I never would have said. I wasn't raised that way, but now I think that times are so precarious that I'm advising that she do that. And that's part of the reason why there's so many fees. If she just paid cash for the place, if she were able to, it'd be different. And here's another component I wanted to mention. She has some precious metals stored away, not where she's located, but at another location. And so she could sell some of that to put into the down payment. But you know what? The lending institution is demanding that they know where the money came from. They are demanding to know where the money came from.
Because there's some regulation that and even on these small down payment type loans, and I don't know that that's this, but you have to document the source of your down payment. In some cases, if it's a gift, you even have to disclose the source of the gift. So it gets very intrusive, and it's much like some of the other things we've talked about when the government gets involved. There's a lot of information that has to be disclosed, and it's a very challenging transaction, and it takes a lot of time in addition to the expense as you've detailed there.
And I can just see how this can unfold. Okay, so where did the down payment come from? Well, I sold some gold and silver. Oh, where'd you get that? Well, I bought it. Well, how'd you do that?
Well, it's not quite to that point yet, but it's almost that bad. And they really are trying to determine if you have earned equity in the thing or not, and it goes into a lot of other details. But yeah, the process can be almost overwhelming, and sort of like we've talked on previous shows, this has been a progressive, incremental thing that's happened, I would say, over 30 years. When I came into the business 30 years ago, it was nowhere near this. I mean, it was nowhere near like this. And in fact, to give you a little bit of background, and some of the class may have forgotten kind of the environment that we used to have, and some of the younger ones won't even know what I'm talking about when I say a savings and loan. But if you remember, up until the 80s, the housing industry, the lending part of it, the house loan industry, was dominated by the savings and loan. They were a separate lending institution that basically that's all they did. They took deposits and made home loans. And they, for the most part, kept them in their bank, in their savings and loan. And that was because the rates were much more tightly regulated. They knew what they were going to pay on their deposits. Therefore, they knew that they could give you a fixed rate loan for 20 years because they didn't make 30-year loans. A lot of times it was 15 years. But they knew they could loan you an amount of money for 15 years at 6% because they knew they had deposits that were going to stay in their bank for 3.5%. So they made that spread. Well, we all know what happened to interest rates. They went crazy. The savings and loans had a lot of these fixed rate mortgages. Their deposits, their cost of funds went through the roof. They all went broke. And so that's when we began to have what's called a secondary market, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, all of those outside third party people. And we don't get to loan to our local people anymore. We don't get to come into the bank and sit down and sit across from the local banker that knows you, that knows the house that you're going to be living in, knows the neighborhood. That's not the way it works anymore. Those loans are originated and shipped off and pooled and put into these giant pools. And then your favorite word, Vince, securitization takes place.
Yeah.
That's where we are today.
Well, is that the way it is with your bank? Don't you have some of your loans in your own portfolio, the local loans?
Yes, we do. And I would say a lot of banks still do. Now, the reason we don't have near as many as we used to is because let me say this as a hint to the class. If you're dealing like your daughter, for example, if you're dealing with a local institution, almost every bank, even the smaller community banks, even the community banks like ours, they have access to these 30-year mortgages, and they're basically all offering the same rate. So you don't have to deal with a huge bank if you don't want to. If you want to deal with your local bank, they can do it as well. But back to the point of the in-house loans, we do have those. Now, the problem with those and the difficulty with those is since we are funding these loans with our deposits, you know, we don't have any guaranteed source of 30-year locked-in deposit rates. So we can't give you a fixed rate for 30 years because we don't know what we're going to be paying on deposits next year, let alone 30 years. So what we have to do when we keep a loan in-house is put it on some sort of a variable rate. Now, you can get a rate locked in for 2 years, 3 years sometimes, and you might think, oh, my gosh, I wouldn't do that. Well, believe it or not, there actually are times when that's beneficial. And to give you an example, let's say you buy a house and you know that you're going to be selling that house and maybe moving because of a job transfer or something. Hey, if you're going to be selling anyway in 3 years and you can lock in a favorable rate, go ahead and do that. And the reason for that is, and here's a pitch for the small town community banks, the reason for the in-house loan in a scenario like what I just described, all of those fees that you just mentioned, that nightmare scenario with your daughter paying $15,000, when you do an in-house loan, cut those fees to maybe a third of that or even less than that. Those fees just aren't there.
Wow. That is fabulous. Okay, so that's great advice, and I hope that, class, if you get a chance to re-listen to this podcast and listen to what Kevin Robertson just mentioned, I think that will save you some money. Kevin, what do we do if we are in a situation where we're in borrower distress? What do we do?
Well, and it's unfortunate that it has touched so many lives in the country in the last 4 or 5 years, and it just has. I mean, most of the time it's been unavoidable. People lose jobs. We know that whole industries have disappeared, and we know that certain regions of the country have been severely affected by this economic crisis that we've been going through for the last over 4 years now. And so you find yourself in that situation. Well, again, here's another pitch for dealing with a community bank, because even if you got a 30-year fixed rate mortgage through your community bank and they sold it to an investor, and the community bank no longer owns that loan, at least you still have a face you can go talk to. Those people, they can't solve your problems for you there at the bank, but they can at least be an interface between you and the investor, and perhaps they can offer some help. So there's a pitch. Now, even if you did sell it to, even if you did go through Bank of America, for example, or Wells Fargo, you're going to have to get on the phone and find out who the investor is. Of course, there's going to have been some correspondence between you and the investor, especially if you're late. But you're going to be picking up a phone and talking on an 800 toll-free number to a stranger, you know, several states away. So, you know, we mentioned earlier in the case of your daughter's situation, she's on the buying side of a short sale. Well, that has become very common in the last few years because there have been so many distressed customers. And these banks would rather have a short sale than a foreclosure, because a short sale, at least the bank knows what's going to happen. They know what's coming out of that transaction. For example, let's just pick an imaginary figure. And let's say I owe $150,000 on the mortgage. I've lost my job. There's been a divorce. I just can't pay it, and I know I'm going to lose it. But I get busy. I find a realtor, and I find someone that'll sell, someone that'll buy it for $125,000. So then I go to the bank and try to negotiate a short sale, which means that bank is going to have to be willing to accept the $125,000 sale that I can get for this property, knowing that there's still $25,000 left. You might say, why in the world would a bank ever do that? Because it's a known quantity. And if they've got 10 other houses in that same neighborhood that's in the same shape, at least they turn the house and they know where they're at, and they get out and they go on, they take their loss. With a foreclosure, it drags on, it drags on. There's legal expense, and you never know where you're going to be with it. So those short sales have become very popular with banks, especially banks that have a lot of distressed mortgages in their portfolio.
Kevin Robertson, Senior Vice President, First National Bank, Green Forest, Arkansas. We're talking about mortgages, and I'm going to ask him when we come back, what do we do if we can't pay the mortgage payment? Do we just not answer the phone? Do we not answer the mail? Or do we call our banker and discuss what the situation is? I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 7th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,696.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,738.28, $869.14 for a half ounce, or $434.67 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,738.28, $869.14, and $434.67.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, fragments of foreign DNA and other substances from vaccinations are found in sick, disabled, and dying children. There's an article on the website, usapreparers.com, and how genetically modified corn is creating super worms. And more than 50 million Americans are short of food. Just a few of the articles that you'll find at usapreparers.com. It's up to the minute news if you'd like to take a look. USAPREPARES.com. Kevin Robertson's with us. He's the Senior Vice President, First National Bank in Green Forest, Arkansas. And if you'd like to contact them, 800-445-5745. 800-445-5745. Let me do that one more time. 800-445-5745. Kevin, I've seen people answer their cell phones and their expression immediately changes and they become embarrassed and they're obviously taking calls from collection agencies, from their bank, demanding payment and demanding information about when their mortgage payments are going to be made. I've seen it. I've seen politicians take these calls. And, you know, I've also seen people say they'd look at their phone and they go, oh, no, oh, no. And they won't answer the phone. And day after day after day. What do we do? What do we do if we're in that situation?
Well, you don't do that. I'll tell you a couple of things you don't do before I tell you some things that you do.
Yeah.
You don't avoid it because I'm going to tell you as much as you would like to. And I understand the psychology of what goes on when a person finds himself in this situation. It's draining. It's exhausting. You've lost your job. Maybe you've gone through a divorce. Maybe you have an illness. I mean, all these bad things have happened that put you in a position that you're now having to face foreclosure. And probably it's not only the bank that's calling about a past due mortgage payment. Probably the credit card company's calling. Maybe they're going to repossess your car. It all swarms at once. And I tell you, the natural tendency is to bury your head in the sand. But, you know, here's a point in life where you have to really just take a deep breath and grit your teeth and take responsibility. Don't rely on some of these government programs. I'll tell you why in a minute. But do not avoid the responsibility. Communication is key. The longer you let it go, the more you avoid it, I assure you it only gets worse. If you will take the responsibility and face up to what the problem is, in almost every case, people will be willing to work with you. There are ways to mitigate some of these things, but when you avoid it, it does not help. So, number one, don't clam up and bury your head in the sand. Get on the phone, contact these people, be proactive. See if you can negotiate a short sale. See if there's a buyer out there. In addition to short sale, there's another thing. It's very similar to a short sale. It's not nearly as common, but you can give what's called a deed in lieu of foreclosure. In other words, in a short sale, you have a potential buyer that wants to buy the property. In the deed in lieu of foreclosure scenario, you don't have a buyer. You've told the lender, I've exhausted all of my means. Would you consider just taking a deed to the property to prevent you having to foreclose? And the agreement then becomes that they will accept the property and wipe the slate clean. There's nothing left that they could come after you for a deficiency judgment. So, again, to negotiate something like that, though, takes communication. Because if you don't, you're going to end up in foreclosure. So, face up. You know, grit your teeth. Make something happen. Number two, do not rely on these government programs. I'm telling you, it's true whether you're in foreclosure. It's true whether you're a farmer facing drought. If your only hope is for the government to bail you out, buddy, you're already sunk. That's sad to have to say it that way, but I believe it strongly. And let me give you some statistics to support that, Vince. Remember, beginning in 2009, the federal government came out with all these programs that were going to help all these people, and they were going to bail out these poor folks a mortgage.
Yep.
They were supposed to help 13.4 million homeowners. To date, they have helped 1.9 million. So that's not the answer.
Wow. Kevin Robertson, Senior Vice President, First National Bank in Green Forest, Arkansas, 800-445-5745. Kevin, thank you so much. We're going to have to do this again. We're going to have to finish with a lot more discussion about mortgage notes. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Meet up tonight, Ziggy's, 5:30 at the Lamplighter, Springfield, Missouri. We're going to be talking about saving energy. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Coming up. Alex.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.